This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
We continue with our discussion on the Battle of Uhud and its aftermath. The surah that we're going to be reciting today is Surah An-Nisa. And Surah An-Nisa, it was revealed shortly after Surah Al-Imran. So the order in which they are in the Quran at this point, the Surah Al-Imran, the Surah An-Nisa, it's actually an order of revelation. In fact, the first few Jews of the Quran are like that. That in the second year of Hijrah, Surah Baqarah was revealed. And then in the third year, we have Surah Al-Imran, and in the fourth year, Surah An-Nisa. So these three actually were revealed in that order. And the theme of Surah An-Nisa is continuing with the theme of Surah Al-Imran, in that we are continuing to deal with the aftermath of the Battle of Uhud, except now with Surah An-Nisa we move on to the fiqh side of things, to the social and the legal implications of what happened at Uhud. So we mentioned yesterday that in the Battle of Uhud, about 70 of the Sahaba were martyred. So now Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions, they return to Medina. And they have to deal with orphans, they have to deal with widows, they have to deal with inheritance, they have to deal with the Jews who had betrayed them, they have to deal with the hypocrites that had betrayed them. They have to deal with all of these issues. And you will find that each of these issues are discussed in details in Surah An-Nisa. And sometimes when you look at the surahs, one of the mistakes we make when we're trying to understand the Quran is that we try to understand the topic of a surah from its name. Right? This is a mistake that we make. Right, so a lot of people, they look at Surah An-Nisa, the chapter of women, and they assume that Surah An-Nisa is all about women. And then they read the surah and he talks about jihad, and he talks about hijrah, and he talks about the munafiqun, and he talks about inheritance, and they begin to wonder what's the relationship to the topic. The topic is not women. The topic is everything going on in Medina in the third and fourth year after hijrah. It is all the social implications of the Battle of Uhud. Right? The names of the surah are simply taken from words that are unique to that surah, or that are mentioned a few times in that surah. Like, for example, Surah Al-Baqarah, we should know by now it's not about the Kaaba. Right? The surah is not about the Kaaba. But it's one of the only places in the Quran where the word Al-Baqarah comes, and so it's named after this word. Right? So the names don't indicate the topics. So Surah An-Nisa is not the chapter about women. It is called the chapter of women. It's a chapter about a variety of different topics. So what happens is that the Prophet ﷺ and the Sahaba, they are taught how to deal with these new issues that pop up. How to deal with widows from the war. How to deal with the orphans of war. How to deal with inheritance. How to deal with the munafiqun. All of this is laid out. And there's one story that I just want to mention to end off on, to show you the importance of caring for the orphans. Right? So one of the Sahaba who was martyred in the Battle of Uhud was one of the leaders of the Ansar, Abdullah. And his son, Jabir ibn Abdullah, he at that time was a very young man, probably 13 years old, because he wasn't allowed to fight in Uhud. So he was probably 12 or 13. And after the battle, the Prophet ﷺ goes to see him. And he tells the Prophet ﷺ that my father has been martyred. I have 9 young sisters that I need to take care of. And my father was in debt when he passed away. How am I supposed to handle all of this? I have to deal with 9 sisters to take care of, and debt, and my father passing away all at the same time. And so Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam helped him to pay off his debts, or to pay off his father's debts. And then, a few years later, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is returning from an expedition, and he sees a young man riding on his horse, a bit separate from everybody else. And he recognizes him as the same orphan. So he catches up with him, and he asks him, "What's your hurry?" And the young man says, "I got married, I'm rushing back home to my wife." So he asks him, "Did you marry a young lady or an older lady?" And he says, "I married an older lady." And then he tells him, "You should have married someone young." Now, I mention this because this hadith is very often misquoted, right? Nowadays, a lot of people, they say men must marry younger women, and they quote this hadith. But look at the context of the hadith. Jabir at this time is 15 years old. He's marrying someone in her 20s or 30s. Right? So the Prophet is telling a 15-year-old he should marry someone young, someone compatible. But Jabir then explains to the Prophet ﷺ, "I have 9 sisters to take care of, so I married an older woman so she can help me look after my sisters." And the Prophet ﷺ told him, "You have done the right thing." So you see, people quote half a hadith, they don't quote the entire hadith. But the point I want us to think about is this. The Prophet ﷺ, with everything that's going on, he's fighting battles, he's the political leader, he is the Prophet, he's the one who is judging between people. With everything that's going on, he still takes time to catch up with the orphan and to find out what's going on in his life and to make sure that everything's okay with him. That this is a young man who lost his father in Uhud, he has 9 sisters, he has debts. Is he okay? Is he managing? The Prophet ﷺ still made time for such people, still made time to ensure that they were okay and that they were happy. And this teaches us the importance of orphans and the importance of caring for the orphans and the importance of making sure that those in our community who don't have anyone, that we are there for them. And this is a theme that runs throughout the surah. Throughout the surah, you will hear verses about the importance of taking care of the rights of the orphans, taking care of the rights of the weak, taking care of the rights of the muhajirun, of the immigrants. All of this is mentioned in the surah. It is a surah which calls upon us to help those who are in need. So let us reflect on that while the verses are being recited today. Subhanallah, wa bihamdihi, wa salamun ala mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.